This is an interview with Harriet Oracle for the YSU Jewish Senior Citizens Project by Carrie Stanton at the Jewish Community Center on Gypsy Lane in Youngstown, Ohio on November 29th, 1983 at 2:30 p.m. All right. Can you tell me about your childhood? That's what I want to hear about. And you were young.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I'm born in Germany.
Were you?
Way down south, not uh-huh. east. I think, well, I don't know, near France.
Oh.
I don't know, it's mm-hmm. south or east.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they call it. I forgot it so long ago.
Uh-huh.
But there is Switzerland is next door to Germany. France is next to Switzerland, and Germany mm-hmm. is between them,
mm-hmm.
and Austria is this way.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know, all mm-hmm. the, you know, all the borderline, mm-hmm. you know, see. Mm-hmm. They're all together. Europe is, especially Germany. Germany is surrounded by Holland, Belgium, France, Switzerland,
mm-hmm.
and then comes Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Austria is more than way down. Spain has nothing to do with Germany. That's down south,
mm-hmm.
you know.
But Germany is surrounded
yeah,
by all
I don't them. Remember another one. Russia is north.
Mm-hmm.
Russia, Belgium is between on that side, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Above France is Belgium. Belgium does talk French like the,
oh, they do?
Like the French. Oh, yes. Belgium is French. They talk French, they teach French in school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know my father lived there for 2 years before he married Mama, so he talk French.
But he was originally from Germany.
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh.
My parents
and your mother was too?
Hmm?
And your mother too?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
My parents never came yet.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
they stayed in
mm-hmm.
Germany.
Mm-hmm. You remember what the town was you were born in?
Yep.
What was
Mannheim.
It? Mannheim.
Rhine, it's on the Rhine. You know, the
mm-hmm.
Rhine is a big, big, big river.
River. Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
the Hudson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think it looks even bigger to me than the Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of quite a few big cities in Germany, but not like America.
No.
So I was born in the last century.
Uh-huh.
1888, I'm
uh-huh.
95.
Uh-huh.
And I come from Mannheim.
Uh-huh.
My father also moved around in several cities,
mm-hmm.
that was his occupation.
Mm-hmm.
We moved to Saxony, that's mm-hmm. Leipzig in Saxony. There's different states have different, dialects.
Uh-huh.
And we was in Cologne 4 years, and we were in Saxony 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
He worked there, you know. And then in Mannheim, and we were 2 years in Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
Lucerne, I don't know if you know something about that.
Yeah.
It's near the border of Germany, you know.
Mm-hmm. What did your father do?
Well, he was, how should I call it in English? He was, I forgot that word. My brother did it too.
Mm-hmm.
He designed a machinery and alphabets to be printed and letters and articles to be printed. He also designed the pictures that for the newspaper
mm-hmm.
to be printed, like an apple full, basketball apples. He was an artist in one way.
Uh-huh.
And, then he worked for himself and he didn't make out very well.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he got rented a lot out and
mm-hmm.
my father was still a trusting man.
Mm-hmm.
No, yes, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost
mm-hmm.
100, even more than 100,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So he kind of moved around then?
Well, we moved from the city because that time, as I understand, that was like a specialty for a man, you know,
mm-hmm.
to do what he did.
Yeah.
And you could not get a job in every city. So
mm-hmm.
when he wrote to the different bosses, they saw his work and they
mm-hmm.
employed him.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, I guess he wanted to go up there. And
mm-hmm.
so we landed back in Mannheim. So that's where we Papa started out. You know, see. So
were you the firstborn? Were you? Did you have brothers and sisters?
Four.
Did you?
But none of them survived the
massacre. No.
No. Not my parents either, you know.
Right, right.
They're not alive anymore. And my brothers, one brother was killed in the First World War. And one brother
fighting for Germany. He fought for Germany.
Jewish or not Jewish, you have to, you're
World
a German born, you know, you're German, see.
Oh, in the First World War, the Jews fought for the Germans?
Yeah, they had to fight. They don't ask, they call you. You're healthy enough, you know.
Yeah.
You fight. In fact, my brother Ray didn't fight, but he was in the war.
Yeah.
He told me when I went home that he had something he couldn't fight. Oh, I know. That's a long ago, I remember. He had, when he was a few weeks old, I think he was, he had a sort of a convulsion, from the teeth, a child, you know. Wasn't it about 4 or 5 months, you know, because that's when the teeth come, don't they, by a baby?
Yeah.
And, he had convulsions and that left his both legs. And the army wouldn't have a soldier in the army to fight with bow legs. So my brother was lucky in one way. He run an oil field with supplies for the army. He was in the army for 2 years. And when the war was over, he was gone home. And 2 days before he left, he was in Greece, I think, on the borderline. Greece is also in Germany, near. And he got sick and got the black plague, they call it. I don't know what it is. It's not that people don't have that anymore.
No.
They live on one day, and it kills them. And that's what my brother had.
Did you lose other people in your family to the plague? Do you remember other people in your family dying from the plague?
No, I was too little. I wasn't. I wasn't. In fact, I wasn't too little. What am I talking about? I was in this country already. I came here when I was 16.
You want to tell me about that? Okay.
I came to my aunt, a sister to my father. And she was at that time about 40. She married not too young, and I came to her. She had no children, but she was married 2 years at that time, and had a baby and lost a child boy, you know. And that's in 1905, a long time ago. And I stayed with her till I got married 2 years later, you know. She wasn't. That's the laundry. I can put some of it down. That's in, what was the question?
You stayed with your sister?
Yeah. I stayed with my aunt to begin with. Oh, she wasn't a very easy person to get along with. So I left before I got married. And,
where did your aunt live?
My aunt died long, long time ago.
But where did she live?
In New York. We all lived in New York.
New York City?
In New York, yeah. And I lived on the east side, way up near the river. And my aunt, she never moved out of New York. Her and her husband bought a saloon. They had no children. They were both around 45 or 50. Yeah. And they didn't make out after 4 years, so I don't know what, I never went to bother my children because, let's say, I could get along with her if I let her slap me around, my husband wouldn't stand for me to die. Because my parents were not like that, I wasn't used to that. So I never bothered my children, but that's what I heard about it. Then I heard that she went to visit in Germany, and Papa wrote to me that he put her out to. My aunt, the way the doctors told me, had typhoid 6 weeks when she was a young girl, 18 years old. And the doctor gave her up. He said she can't live. She'll be affected in her brain because she'd go out of her mind or die like that. And she didn't die. She was tough, you know. But her system was a poor too. But at that time, well, she, let's say, how did she say that after Germany? Well, she liked the argument, excitement. But she wasn't, she was nasty to her. She acted like the course of the people, like to pick a fight. But she got out of it. She could be very nice too, you know. See? But the doctor says, you can't change that woman. She says, that's what the typhoid did for her. She is eccentric. That's what he said. Now I remember.
That's
he told my mother, you know, she's an eccentric woman and she'll never be different. In fact, he says, he thinks when she gets older that she would probably, you know, get in trouble more or less, you know. Well, I guess she did. She went to Germany, and I don't know what she did in Germany.
When would this be?
Oh, I don't know. It must have been the 19th.
Before World War II?
Right after the First World War. Between the two wars.
Yeah.
See? Because I went home.
What did you do when you came to New York City? What did you do when you came to New York City?
I was married.
Oh, you were married?
I was married with my husband in New York. He worked. And I didn't have to go to work. So I learned a little English and I read a lot and I had piano lessons and I took singing lessons. My husband was in the musical line, so I had it very easy that way. And I liked it, you know. And I did a lot of reading because I never learned English, so that's how I learned English. So, and every day, even we lived in New York, I had a lot of chances to go to the opera and do all the new shows because we received half-price tickets, you know. So, and I had no children to my sorrow, but I couldn't get any, you know. And so I had friends and I picked up, I worked, I did what you call needle painting. That was very strange that time. Now, what some of us for the Star Needle joined in New York, they put it in their magazine to sell them. They had a needlework, a Star Needlework journal. They sold cotton and silk for the, it definitely was silk, you know, to do them. Years ago, when you were a young woman in New York, you did needlework.
Yeah.
No more. Nobody would have radio.
Right, right.
And
what did your husband do?
He was in the piano business. He tuned and he prepared. And then we went to Germany. He worked for himself. But he passed away when he was 42.
So you weren't married very long.
No, I was married about 21 years. And then I was single for about, 10 years, I think. Then I met Mr. Ogle, and I married again, and we moved to Ohio. He had children.
So you have stepchildren. You have stepchildren.
Oh, yes. I love them. They're like my own. So I had a good life.
What do you mean?
I had one brother come here that I didn't. When he was, how old was my mother's oldest son, he wanted to come. So when I was married to my first husband, I took, I asked him if he wanted to come to America. And you know how boy, 12 years, if he's 12 or 13, he came. And I sent him to school, and he went to public school, and he went to high school, and I was a very bright fellow. And he landed in Wall Street after, a good stock exchange. That's where he worked for, in the stock exchange, see. And that time in 929, I don't know whether he ever heard any talk about the market bell.
No, tell me about that. You were in the Depression.
What?
Uh-huh.
No, the people lost their money overnight. So my brother too. I know people who had houses and cars and chauffeurs and servants and had nothing the next morning.
What did they do?
The stocks, there was the bulls and the bears. I know it. That's what they called them. I think the bears went and killed the bulls.
Uh-huh.
That's the money game. I don't know nothing about it. But Eric, he was around 26 or 28 at the time. He was a single fellow. He had no work and he didn't want to save a little. He didn't do anything much, but finally he had a work, so he said, run an elevator in New York City. I guess he got tired of it after a while, too much. And he said to one day, I think I'm going to the Bahamas. So I don't know how he ever got to the Bahamas. I don't know whether he said Jamaica, and the Bahamas are only Jamaica. That's close together anyway, you know. And he used to go every year down there for his vacation. So I have an idea after that he had friends down there. I think so. Because my brother left and I never heard from him. So
never after that?
God help me. But I look at you. He left. He said, I'll write to you.
Do you think something happened to him? Did you ever go back to Germany?
Yes.
Did you?
I went twice.
On a big ship?
Yes.
Did you?
It was very nice.
Was it? Well, they had ships then. They
so my mother lost 2 sons. Well, she might as well lose me. I'm never home.
Yeah.
Now, often when I think of, I think I broke my mother's heart. But I tell you, when you're a young girl, you're cruel.
Yeah.
You're really cruel. I never thought about my mother wanting to have me home. One daughter and 4 boys. But she must have.
Your other 2 brothers, did they stay in Germany?
They stayed home, yes, because they got married. And then the World War came along and I never heard anymore. I tried to trace them.
You think they were in concentration camps?
Of course, Pop and Mama died before, naturally. But Hitler, I don't know. But my other 2 brothers, they both were married. That time when the war
disappeared without a trace.
I never heard, never could find anybody who knew anything. And we were a small family, really.
Yeah.
Mother had only a brother and a sister. They were married and we heard nothing from them either. They weren't young no more.
No.
They, Mama and Papa were born in 1865, so the brother and sister were not young either, see? So they died off. And my father had a brother and was married, and he never had any children. Their affair dwindled off. And the rest Hitler, I think, you know. There was some 2 brothers, the 2 boys. And my brother here, I don't know what he is.
None had children.
My brother here would be near my age. I'm 95. So my brother would be 89. He's 5 or 6 years younger than me. Never heard, never could guess, never knew where he was, never knew. Sometimes I think maybe hide himself on a steamer and went under. Either that or he was disgusted and just didn't care no more. But what you call, what they call these fellows that lay around on the beaches, they live on the beach, but some of them make out good. I read about that after a while. Minnesota, you know, but I couldn't find anything out. And of course, I didn't have thousands of detectives.
Yeah.
And I talked, and I said, look, I don't think it would be any good. Because the Bahamas and the Jamaica, he says, that time, this is a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is, he didn't give me much hope.
Mm-hmm. Did you live around this area during the Depression or New York City?
No. I lived in Jersey.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jersey is Elizabeth,
mm-hmm.
near New York.
Yeah.
But it was in before the World War, we moved here.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's two sons went to work. No, they were college men. And after they graduated, they were doctors.
Mm-hmm.
They were food specialists.
Mm-hmm.
They're still alive,
mm-hmm.
you know. But they don't know nothing from my family, nothing. They never came in contact with them,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Because
they never came here and they never traveled there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was after the war was over, there was no more friend for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your childhood.
Uh-huh. Was there
into my old age?
Was there a big Jewish community in New York City? Were there a lot of Jews in New York City, and they all kind of stuck
in
together?
Europe?
No, in New York City.
In New York City?
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Were there?
There was a lot of Jewish people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Downtown.
Mm-hmm.
There was. People gathered together, I think. There was a lot of Jewish people living downtown,
mm-hmm.
in the Bowery.
Mm-hmm.
There was Chinatown in the Bowery, and there was the Catholic people that were down there in the section,
mm-hmm.
and there was other Christian people gathered,
mm-hmm.
in another section.
Mm-hmm.
They made like sections where the ones that couldn't talk English,
mm-hmm.
lived together, and you know, it was, you can imagine how it is. Like the Jewish people, there was quite a lot of Jewish people downtown, because
mm-hmm.
I used to go up and downtown buy clothes,
mm-hmm.
which were very reasonable and marvelously made.
Mm-hmm.
The tailoring was astonishing, because these people came from Europe,
yeah.
and they were good workers and couldn't get no work here.
Right.
So they started for themselves, who had a little money, I suppose, I don't know how they did it. But you could buy a tailor-made suit,
mm-hmm.
for $12. Excellent wool material. See?
Mm-hmm.
They did that just to live, for bread and butter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Jews were from all over Europe,
yes.
Poles and
they lived together. They had the synagogue and the rabbi, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that the candle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Poor.
Yeah.
But decent, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They
lived
they gathered in the same neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what Europe did? They locked them in, you know, ghettos, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that here, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Right.
But they stayed close to each other. Naturally, they were from Europe, most of them,
mm-hmm.
or from Poland, or from Russia, or from Austria.
Mm-hmm.
They came from a country,
mm-hmm.
and they flocked all together downtown.
Mm-hmm.
In New York.
And you call that the Bowery? Is that the Bowery?
They were in the Bowery.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also another part of the Bowery where wealthy people lived. That was on the west side.
Oh.
Wasn't too far away from the poor.
Mm.
You could go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Jewish, the old men who couldn't get work. They had a little pushcart there and bought vegetables and sold it reasonably for
mm-hmm.
clean.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw a lot of maids down there from the rich people buying their vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fish was fresh down there,
mm-hmm.
because the Bowery was near the water, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They had the food. Food was that time very, very reasonable.
How was it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
1905 to 1902, well, around the Second World War. Was reasonable, but before that, when I came across, My aunt went out and bought 2 big spring chickens with 89 cents. Fresh killed. 12 rolls, a quarter, and one extra 13 rolls was, what they called it, a quarter, it was 12, with a dozen. That's
a dozen.
Something like that.
Yeah.
13 rolls was for a quarter. And a loaf of bread, that's 5, 10 cents, some 8 cents. You could live very cheap, you know.
But people
but you couldn't save much money except you had a big business. That was New York.
Do they have gas street lights?
Yeah. Not in the beginning when I came, but at my aunt's house. We had, she had gas. I remember she used to, was a janitor and she used to light the, had the light. The, she used to go up with the thing and the gas light. But no, what do you call the stuff and over, open gas light, really like that, with a glass globe around it. But we had no cooking for gas, not in 1905. Then when I got married, it was 1907, after I was married a year or two, we got a little cooking, cooking oven to roast. You could hire the little cooker, well, it was about the size of that cabinet down there, that size. And then it was just to bake. You could bake meat or any kind of cake in there with a big flat, you know. See?
Just inside, not on top, just inside.
You could cook on top. It had 2 or 3 burners. It was a little higher than that, you know. And you rented it for $2 a year from the gas company in New York City. Well, I had one for 2-3 years for $2. And then people moved on, they bought their own gas furnaces. Then they started to get more modern and they had what they have now. More burners and with hot water on the side to could heat hot water was a tank that lived set in the stove and all that they had. That's how they had the coal stove here years ago. Well, they made it with the gas too, you know, see. And it was a peculiar. It was nothing like now. They would tell them it was a computer. They would look at you like crazy. The world has changed.
Oh, yes. You must have seen a lot of changes. Remember when you saw the first car? First automobile?
Yeah, we had automobiles. My husband, my two husbands had cars.
When did you get your first car?
Not in New York. When we moved to Jersey. My husband had a business room that we lived in Elizabeth, that's next to Newark. And he had a lot of business over there. So we moved over there and he bought a car, a flivver. It opened, but when it rained, you could roll the top over, and then you were not as wet as not as dry as it could have a closed car nowadays, and it was a rough thing, you know, for the run.
Did you have to go on the front and crank it up?
Had to get and crank the car, and when it rained hard, sometimes the darn thing stuck in the mud puddle or somewhere, you know, it killed the engine. The rain. But we had a good time. I lived 25 years in New York, and I loved New York. I don't know what I loved on it. I don't know.
Do you remember FDR? You remember Roosevelt?
I remember who was that at the time for it. I remember the was it Roosevelt who went hunting the wild animals?
No, that was Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah. You remember
him? Yeah. He was running. He was the resident from here.
Mm-hmm.
I came over in 95.
Oh, he was. Uh-huh.
And then asked him.
Did people like him? Did people like Teddy Roosevelt?
Well, I couldn't tell you because mm-hmm. I was too young to
yeah.
know much.
Yeah.
And I couldn't read English when I came over.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got married, my husband couldn't talk German and I couldn't talk English. So we learned each other, but he wanted to marry me. So. I learned English very quick. I read nothing but English.
Mm-hmm.
I figured I learned it fast that way, and he taught me a lot too, you know. And
was your marriage arranged, or did you just fall in love?
No.
Did you?
No, my aunt, uh-huh. he lived upstairs in the same house,
mm-hmm.
and the girl I worked with for a while, Adele, her brother was his boyfriend.
Oh.
And I saw him every day,
uh-huh.
you know. We lived downstairs on the first floor,
mm-hmm.
and he lived upstairs with his mother and the brother, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl who took me was friends of them, the brothers. She had brothers, and they were around 18, 19 years old already.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt knew them. They were neighbors, you know, in the same house.
Mm-hmm.
With six family house. No, when I saw it was four, and you know, eight or nine.
Those
houses,
mm-hmm.
six rooms,
mm-hmm.
No heater, no gas, you know, no heat.
How did you keep warm?
Stoves, kerosene stoves you carried around
mm-hmm.
from room to room, and you slept in the cold bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You covered yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised how you can live. And you lived in the kitchen all winter,
mm-hmm.
and in the summer you lived in the front of the house.
Yeah.
We had a lot of windows.
Uh-huh.
Each room had two, three windows,
yeah.
big, high, you know, and high ceilings.
Uh-huh.
I forget.
You get
No. We eat at 5 o'clock, and we have to be downstairs, not only after
yeah.
3. I can't offer you nothing but
oh, that's okay.
We are not allowed to keep anything here. We eat.
Mm-hmm.
This is a home, you know.
Yeah.
We eat this
yeah.
the home.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you remember Franklin Roosevelt? Do you?
Uh-huh.
What do you think of him?
I remember a lot of things about him.
Did women pay attention to politics then?
Not as much as now.
Do you remember
women didn't go to work either so much
yeah.
as now.
Do you remember when women got the vote?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
but I forgot the time because I wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband was born American and his mother was. His family came from, not Scotland,
mm-hmm.
England, I don't know.
Wales?
They weren't Irish.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't Scotch. Wales, I think,
yeah,
was
Wales.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And but they were already, mother was born in New York,
mm-hmm.
you know. They were immigrants from a couple hundred years before.
Oh.
You'd be surprised how in the year, so many years ago now, you met people like that in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he knew. For him, I was an American, see?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to swear anything.
Right.
I was 18 and he was 21.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was a born American. I became, when I was 18, an American citizen.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I could vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I voted the way he thought best.
Oh.
Naturally, I couldn't, you know. So I voted. A Democrat.
Uh-huh.
Voted,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. You voted the way you wanted to.
Yeah, naturally. I couldn't talk such good English.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
That wasn't too bad because
mm-hmm.
She did vote.
Mm-hmm. She did vote, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we voted.
Mm-hmm.
He voted.
Mm-hmm.
My husband voted every year. We voted. I voted, too. He took me, too, you know, see.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a peculiar story. But I do like, I love New York, and now you couldn't tell me New York.
No, probably changed a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've been back there.
But I have friends here. I lived in one house for my husband died 19 years with these people. They were, she was Austrian, she came when she was very young, much younger than me. And then he was Russian. They are great people.
Yeah.
They can, you know. They, I don't know what I was going to say now, but I met them here and there. I liked them. They were very nice, you know. I met a lot of people that voted like that, husband and the wife, you know. We all went together sometimes. One had a card, picked up 3, 4, 5 of us, and we all went into vote. Not in the same boat. We each had your own,
right,
you know,
right.
Vote,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Even here in Youngstown. But I gave up the walk when I got to be 90. I couldn't walk so much, and I didn't want to be bothered. Then I was laid up with arthritis, and I gave it up.
Yeah.
But here I vote.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. They asked us if we want to vote. I said, well, I used to vote, but through sickness I gave it up. And I said, you want to vote? I said, well, I don't know how I'm going to get to the poll, you know, if I want to vote. I read the paper practically all the time, you know. She says, well, you don't have to walk a step out of the house here. From the home, we have tablets. And of course, your age, you're here so long, you're an American citizen. But you have no trouble.
Do you remember World War II? Do you remember World War II?
Oh, yeah, very well.
Yeah.
We had my husband's youngest son was in the army, 5 years. His two son-in-laws were in the army. One was in Germany, shot the first day. And the other one was, he lived here with my daughter, the younger daughter, you know. He was in Australia for a couple of years and in different other places. He was like a correspondent, but he was a soldier. And he was in the war over 5 years. But he never had to fight.
Right.
He was an educated man to that, you know. He's a college man. And they sent him to different places, like a go-between. I don't know what you call it. He told me one time, I forget, you know. So, the other son-in-law, he got a pension on the county. That went in here, I was here the first day from Germany. A bullet from church tower. And he was walking out with his arm like that, you know, for must have been 5, 6 months. They sent him to England. He was 2 months in England. And then they sent him home. And my daughter, the older one, had married 2 years and had a little girl, you know. She lived with us while he was in the war, you know. It was nice.
Yeah. You lived in Youngstown during the war?
Yeah. We all lived here. Now they're all over somewhere.
Oh. How did you get here? By car when you came to Youngstown? You come here by car or by train?
You mean years ago?
From New York City.
Well, we first off by train, and then we had our own car. And when the boys started to work, they weren't pretty good. They were, the both of them were college boys. You know, we like to send our children to college, so we did our best, you know. And they bought cars, and we went, naturally they wanted us to go along. So my husband and his first wife were related also, so it was not so strange, see, for the relatives to get together, the cousins, see, and it was funny. And the boys knew from her first mother, and I had no idea, so for me it was very nice. I had a family. And that's all.
When you married Mr. Ogle, you came here then right away. He had already lived here. He already was from Youngstown.
The children?
No, no, your husband, second husband.
Well, he was here already, mm-hmm. long before me. Mm-hmm. He had he married a distant cousin from his family, mm-hmm. and his wife had died about, I think, 10 or 12 years, 30 years. Before he married me. The children were big when I was in mm-hmm. The girls were 17 and 13, and the boys already were in college, mm-hmm. they. Mm-hmm. So, and my husband had a business in Elizabeth, New Jersey. The horse feed and grain business, mm-hmm. and coal, mm-hmm. and wood, you know, coal. Mm-hmm. Had a good business, and all of a sudden after the war, it scrambled. Uh-huh. Because there was more automobiles, they sold more gas than coal, mm-hmm. and all the houses remodeled their mm-hmm. people into hot stuff, not with coal,
right.
It had hot air,
mm-hmm.
hot water,
yeah.
tanks or whatever, we had them.
What did your husband do here? He lived in
Youngstown. My husband, for a year or two, he had a hard time doing anything. And the children all worked, you know, because the two were married. No,
yeah.
The second one married later on. And the first son had a business in Canton. No, he was a doctor of foot specialist, you know. And he helped my husband out, you know, and my husband had a little money. He had to give up his business and fell to get a part
yeah.
in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So the boys took, when the second son graduated as a doctor, the first son had opened an office here already, down in the, that big band. I always have a little money there on the square.
Mm-hmm.
What's a big name? It's a very well known Mahoning.
Mahoning. Mm-hmm.
We always have mentioned Mahoning
mm-hmm.
Northern.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Mahoning band, they have an office,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Ogle.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out easy. And the other son lives in Canton, Ohio. He lived there all the way over 60 years. He's retired now. He has a good business. He was a very well-known doctor. And then, you know, you help out the family a little bit. And when my husband got well, the second son, the youngest, took his father into the office. And he had a waitress. And we had a home, all of us together. We popped for the house, you know. And the girls went to work.
Mm-hmm.
One daughter, the older one, was a secretary. And the younger one, she was also a secretary, she got married.
Mm-hmm.
They both got married after the war.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one got married during the war.
Mm-hmm.
The older one.
Mm-hmm.
She married her boyfriend, the one she went to school with.
During World War II, during the war, do you remember persecution of the Jews then? Did anybody in this country know that this was happening to the Jews in Europe, that they were being killed?
I don't think so.
No?
You mean the
whole thing? Mm-hmm.
It
was just kind of something they didn't know about.
Who knew that Hitler was a dog like that?
People didn't realize?
Okay, we're Jews, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. I know a lot of people don't like the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that too. They realize it. But why?
Yeah, why?
And they let a bum live. Why is it such a bum that he can't live?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to tell the Jewish people, not because I am, they're very smart in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
My daughter, the oldest one, his son-in-law, father, he has his oldest son. I don't want to brag, but tell you what he is. He is a first class diplomat in Israel. First 3 years increase from the president of one Washington, we sent him the priest because he had all the education and all the knowledge necessary for a man like that to fill a place. He could, he was a college man for many years, a young man, very young yet, and naturally smart, you know, see. And now he is in